What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The magic was back. Mediocre no more. Mason Rudolph picking up where he left off in his final or his last go-round with the Steelers in 2023 when he was buried on the depth chart and saved the Steelers' season. Got them to the playoffs and acquitted himself quite nicely in that playoff game, even though they got blown out again by the Buffalo Bills. First look at the 2025 Steelers was on Saturday night. And we are here to talk about that and more. Mulzy is across from me. Donnie Football is here. Jack the intern and you on the phone lines at 412-928-9370. There's been a lot of time spent since that game discussing whether or not we're going to see Skylar Thompson make the team now. There's been much consternation over Skylar Thompson versus an injured Will Howard. That is our bet to make the team. Bet on sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money on the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. Skylar Thompson versus Will Howard. I actually think the more interesting thing is with Rudolph, Mulzy, because I'm going to say something and I want to know if you guys agree with me or not. I think Rudolph might be better than Rodgers.
Is this an opinion you held before this game
yes.
on Saturday? Okay.
Yeah, it's preseason.
But you slow rolled it. You didn't want to bring it out early.
Preseason is about confirmation bias. Okay. Preseason is you have a feeling or a hunch on a guy. You like Wyatt Black. You like Rock Taylor. You like...
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
You like Troy Fautanu. You like these guys. They play well. You like them more.
They confirm your priors. You like them more.
Yes.
You aren't going to see necessarily Aaron Rodgers to have any opinion on him in the preseason the way things are headed.
Kabbali believes that Mason Rudolph is by far the best backup quarterback in the NFL.
And he would say the best quarterback in camp, but for the fact that Aaron Rodgers is now their quarterback and Mark works
so
for Pat.
So at worst, Mark thinks he's like the 33rd best quarterback in the NFL.
But probably better than that.
Probably better than that. And how much better is Aaron Rodgers than that at 41 years old? The last time I saw Mason Rudolph play real games for the Steelers, he had a 118 passer rating, which was only in three games, four games if you can count the playoffs, and you should. That was the best in the NFL that season. And he did it with limited reps throughout the year. He did it getting jerked around by Tomlin. He goes in, he gets hot, he plays well, they make the playoffs. He's in his prime years. Rodgers is not. No one is confusing the resume of Aaron Rodgers for Mason Rudolph. I'm not. Rodgers is a first ballot Hall of Famer and a top 10 quarterback of all time. But like right now, for example, I think Mason Rudolph is a better quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger. This very second, I think Rudolph might be better than Rodgers. Or it's very, very close. He looked good. He knows how to operate the offense. He finds guys in rhythm. He spread the ball around to six different guys. He's a nice player. You're not a Rodgers guy. And
I'm not
you
a Rodgers guy, but
were...
I do think Rodgers is better than Rudolph. I don't really leave a ton of room at the end for the notion that Rudolph is the better player. I think Rodgers will be better than Fields was ultimately last year and a little bit better than Wilson, but matter of degree here, I think that their ceiling is probably win a playoff game, and more likely their fate is either miss the playoffs or get in and lose again.
And
do I think they
and Mason Rudolph could do that for them? Yes, he could.
What's a hard thing for me to process is, and agree with, as a matter of fact, and I don't agree with it, is the fact that Mason, for a 17-game season, could show out and get them where they would need to go, 9 or 10 wins to get to a playoff game. We've never seen this man start since he got benched for Duck Hodges in a season.
Yep.
He has never started more than 5 games in a year.
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem, that he doesn't get an extended look.
He was 1-4 with the Titans last year.
And Rodgers was 5-12 with the Jets.
I'm aware. And Mason was a worse quarterback on about an equally bad team
That's not fair.
Than Rodgers.
That's not fair.
He just wasn't that good.
That's not fair, though.
He wasn't that good.
It is
fair because it's his resume from last year.
Okay, but every talent evaluator in the league would take the 10 guys that Rodgers got to play with in the Jets offense compared to the 10 that Rudolph got to play with the Titans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everyone.
And those same talent
better
evaluators
running backs,
might
better
say,
wide receivers,
they might say that the Jets'
line.
Dysfunction overrules some of their talent and that things just tend to get messy with the Jets.
What function did the Titans have last year?
I'm saying like the tabloid level dysfunction that seems to follow the Jets. The Titans play in Nashville,
so
where
the
people
New
are
York
more concerned
Post,
with Robert's Western
the
world.
The New York Post
it's
makes it harder for
thing.
Aaron Rodgers to play than Mason Rudolph in Tennessee. Hearing that right?
I do think it plays a small factor. But the real story here, I'm not going to let you obscure it, is Mason Rudolph started 5 games last year and wasn't very good, and that is one of the major reasons that most people would disagree with you, because the empirical evidence suggests that the player is just not that good.
And Aaron Rodgers was available to everybody in the league off a 5-12 team, and the only team that signed him is the Steelers.
Well, yes, now you're using one of my own Rodgers arguments.
There you
here.
Go. So I don't know why you're...
Mason Rudolph was also available if he's a premium backup to every team in the league, and he signed for, I would say, like lower than premium backup money.
Okay.
Lower than Mitch Trubisky made as a backup here, ultimately.
Yeah, and we saw both guys play, and Rudolph was better than Trubisky.
Yes, but if the rest of the league felt that he was that valuable, and you should feel like backup quarterbacks who are really good are valuable, he would have gotten more money from a
contender.
Just
to make sure I hear you right, you have no desire at any point this year.
I mean, if the Steelers start 3-7, sure, throw Rudolph in there. What do I care?
You don't think there's any way Rudolph could be Sam Darnold or Geno Smith? You see no way that could happen for him. If he were to get a 17-game shot or an extended look.
He definitely.
You don't think he could do that? Because I do.
He's definitely not Geno Smith, because I think it's embarrassing to put Geno Smith in the same sentence as Sam Darnold. Geno Smith is a guy who has put up numbers and actually done well with,
now
bad,
he has.
With bad circumstances around him,
but
in Seattle. That offensive line wasn't even that good.
But
the guy
look
makes
who he got to throw to.
The guy makes big boy throws in tough situations.
And Rudolph did too.
Sam Darnold benefited from having
Geno Smith.
No.
Yes,
Sam
he did.
Darnold. Sam Darnold benefited from having Kevin O'Connell.
Of course.
If you put Geno Smith with Kevin O'Connell, you might have like a borderline all-pro player.
Fair enough, but Mason Rudolph actually went on the road in a very hostile place to play and beat Geno Smith and made the huge throws that you're giving Geno Smith credit for. Before Geno Smith got that chance, his resume wasn't better than Mason Rudolph's. It was probably about the same, if not worse.
Okay.
So now we know that Geno Smith can do these things.
How would you like this to play out then? You think that Mason Rudolph, that's the real story here. You think he might be better than
yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
You're leading a show. Might.
You're leading a show at 2 o'clock the day, 2 days after a preseason game with
where the guy was 7 for 7 on the opening drive
thought,
against the number one Jags defense.
With this thought, okay?
Yes.
When do you want to put the rubber to the road here and test out your theory? How soon should the Steelers do it?
Well, if Aaron Rodgers looks bad, yeah.
Is he even going to play in the preseason? We have Mike Tomlin on the Steelers' website implying he's not going to.
No, he's not.
How many games should Aaron Rodgers get?
I'd give him a month, tops.
And then you pull the Mason lever.
If he's not good, yes.
If the team is 3-1, mostly on defense, running game, and only timely play from Rodgers, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I know what I would do, and I know what. Well, I guess I can't draw assumptions off Tomlin because
he was
4-2 Justin
and
Fields,
he benched a player that was
he's not going to bench 3-1 Aaron Rodgers for Mason Rudolph. No,
okay, but it's very clear that you have decided to throw yourself full bore on this Mason brigade.
I am on a Mason Rudolph bandwagon.
Yes.
If I want to be the only person from the show that has some other than Kabali on the station, who
oh, anytime
has some,
you can be in the same place as Kabali
some,
on something
who,
you want to be,
who has some on football matters, I'm fine with that. On toilet paper and the way he eats hot dogs, those are two different things.
I'm sure we could find some pretty terrible Mark football opinions without looking too hard.
Like what?
I mean, he thought Mason Rudolph should have been their starter, like, and probably gotten a long-term deal, and the market told you what it thought of Mason Rudolph, and then Mason Rudolph went out and played poorly
last
year.
Yeah, but saying Mason Rudolph was better than Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett was something he was on very early and something he was very right about.
I bet you he still
feels
that way.
He's a ball knower, Chris.
He still feels
that way. You cannot deny
that
about Kabali.
The only reason
Kabali isn't
saying...
You can make fun of him and his Achilles and his home run hitting in Little League. The man is an absolute ball knower.
You can do that. I wouldn't make fun of Mark for an unfortunate injury, but clearly your mind goes there. He probably still believes it if you want to have like a good good company right now. The only reason he's not saying it is because he works for Pat McAfee.
Ooh.
Pat has Aaron on his show all the time. Oh, you, Donnie,
I'm not saying I disagree with you on that. I just think
it's interesting
that you're peeling back the curtain and saying
I absolutely
Kabali is gun shy
yes.
of putting Rudolph
yes.
at a Rodgers because he has a sticky situation with the Rodgers McAfee relationship.
Which, the funny thing is, Pat knows.
I don't disagree with you on that.
What compelling content sounds like. I have to say that honestly because a lot of people watch and listen to his show. Wouldn't it be great to have somebody on there that Rodgers could be trolling all the time? Hey, you thought that you think Mason's better than me, right? Kaboom, huh? Right, big guy. I just think that that's the only reason you're not hearing Mark say it right now. This was catnip for the Mason
Rudolph
people.
There is a vocal minority out
Tony,
there.
Tony, there's
who
a guy
agree
I went to high
me.
School with who photoshops the Lombardi Trophy in that goofy picture of Rudolph with overalls and no shirt on. Okay, Matt Musial, if you're out there, I see the Instagram
Any
stories.
Relation
they
to
are
Stan.
Ridiculous. No, younger brother of Ben. A golfer at North Catholic. But, like, there are people out there that are hearing you say this who normally hate your opinions who are loving this one because for years now, and it was reinforced by an objectively terrific three-game stretch to get them into the playoffs, they have for years felt like Rudolph was done a disservice here.
And he showed it again Saturday night.
The one thing that causes these people to glitch out is they usually also love Big Ben so much that they don't really acknowledge that Ben was a big reason why Rudolph was treated like crap because he was the principal guy doing it. So there's a lot of weird, and you're another one who would probably put yourself in that boat, I think, if I made you.
Yep.
There's a lot of weird conflicting feelings here. I am not going to be swayed by Mason Rudolph, who has been in the league the better part of a decade now, Pony.
So you give him no credit for getting the Steelers to the playoffs is what it sounds like
to me. No, you didn't let me finish my sentence.
You're
As
still
usual,
talking
you
right now,
off.
So you're allowed to finish because we still have 3 hours and change of show to do.
Mason Rudolph is not going to sway me playing a preseason game on essentially easy mode for him because he's done this so many times, even against the Jags first teamers, because I'm not going to say he wasn't going against good players. He was going against their best pass rushers.
And he didn't have Metcalf,
rushers.
And he didn't have Calvin Austin, and he didn't and have Freiermuth, and he totally didn't have Jonnu Smith.
Because he should, because he's been in the league long enough. If he was a desirable commodity, if he was going to make some sort of huge leap this year, he probably would have gotten paid by a smarter team than the Steelers.
I know, but the league gets things wrong sometime. I mean, we just went over two of those guys, Sam Darnold and Geno Smith.
Would you agree that, especially in the case of Darnold, it was almost exclusively being with an unbelievable offensive mind?
Yeah, I do. I think that for
the
most part.
Do you think that Arthur Smith, who is better than the Steelers have had recently at OC, is an unbelievable offensive mind?
No, but he's better than who Mason Rudolph worked with 2 years ago when he had interim offensive coordinators here, post-Matt Canada. He is better, and first time I see him in this offense, looks great.
Was he better than Callahan last year, who probably functionally was like your OC down there in Tennessee?
With is Bill Arthur Callahan? Smith better? Yes, Arthur Smith okay. is better than him.
I just
Arthur
wanted
Smith's an
opinion.
An average NFL offensive coordinator.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.